Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Swift Hour, where we talk about trends, technologies, and innovations that can transform your business. And I'm your host, Keisha Berry. Today, here at Wipro, we are excited to introduce to our listeners, Alan Ward, founder and CEO of Securely. At Wipro, we're continually looking for partners that can add value to our customers, help their business grow, and Securely does that hand over fist by turning cost centers into value drivers. And what do I mean by that? Listen up, pull up your bootstraps, and find out about how Securely is changing the game in payment processing by providing choices and flexibility to both the merchant and the consumer, and making things simple and secure. Alan, we're very happy to have you with us today. Thank you for joining.
Thanks, Keisha. It's a pleasure to be here.
Alan, can you tell our listeners who Securely is, why you're special, and what they're going to be learning about in the next 15 minutes of our conversation?
Sure, Keisha. Securely is a financial technology company. It's a software-first application of our payments infrastructure. We help businesses increase margins. We do that through control, choice, customer experience. Those three C's you'll be hearing about throughout this podcast. We do this with one heck of a team we've assembled and continue to assemble as we grow. Many payment or technology companies today have a very young roster of brilliant minds coming out of Ivy League schools. We've taken a different approach and put together industry experts, seasoned professionals with 10 to 30 years experience in their respective fields. And we've got a very deep bench to do what we do and to do it well. So I'm excited about our team. I'm excited about the patent pending technology that you're going to hear about today, and excited about the why behind what we do. The cool thing about this is that we are working in conjunction with Wipro here. And so the technology works. It's an integration that's seamless, smooth, and has already been done largely on your behalf. We will tailor it with you, and you'll learn more about that later. But it's worth listening. So if you'll give us the next 15 minutes of your time, you may end up taking your family to Europe on the savings next year. So I think it's worth it.
So to put it simply, how do you solve the payment problem?
Yeah, great question. From a global perspective, some of you listening may say, well, I don't have payment problems. Many of you will agree that there are problems, and sometimes those either hard to identify or they vary across sectors. And so if we're speaking heavily to a manufacturing or distribution base, those problems could look differently. But we solve largely one key problem, and that is simply that the traditional payments industry, it seems like it's once again settled into a structure that's no longer efficient. And Securely has developed technology that provides economic advantages that are readily available today. And so those inefficiencies, they come across and they manifest themselves differently. For you, it may be reconciliation mayhem. And what I mean by that is you may have personnel that are watching 1, 2, 3, 5 different bank accounts, watching for ACHs, wires, and different forms of electronic payment come in along with different PO boxes, looking for checks, and then trying to reconcile those in a timely manner with no missteps and applying them to the right accounts and the right invoices. And so imagine if that were reversed with technology such that now that person is now one person that's just reviewing a report for accuracy once a day, because with the Securely Wipro integration and partnership, now that's being functionally handled by automation. You may be sitting there saying, you know, it's cost of capital for us. We enjoy what we perceive as lower price payment methods like check or ACH, but those are taking days and they're unsecured. Occasionally we have checks come in unsigned or they bounce and we're waiting 11 to 14 days to get paid. And well, imagine Securely Wipro partnership that could bring those integrated payment structures to you that fund next day. And now you have funds available for use the very next day. It literally could eliminate a lot of credit for you. Or maybe that inefficiency for you is simply a credit card expenses are too much. We're paying way too much for payment cards. We're doing 100 million, 300 million, 500 million in volume. And you know, on the back end of that, that's 2 to 3%. And the reality is the ability to control those cost structures, one of the three C's, has never been given to you. And our patent pending technology does that. And with the Wipro integration, it does it functionally inside of your business management system so that you can have that at your fingertips, and that resource is, it's new. It's new tech.
I like that. The one C that is not given to you is the control. I mean, that's just epic for organizations to have that control.
Right, right, Keisha. I mean, the reality is you're a business owner or you're in management because you're good at control and you're put there to do that and to control in a means that's best for your company, the teams under you, and the people around you. And when you don't have the ability to do that, and traditionally you have not had that in financial infrastructure, there's been a few parties that have maintained that. And so we have partnered with Wipro to bring that into your infrastructure to give you that level of actual control that you'll hear about throughout this podcast.
All right. So, Alan, I've been reading various articles in preparation for our discussion today, and cash is no longer king. That's no longer the word on the street. So consumers are more open and want new technologies that offer convenience, affordability, and security. So really, what's going on in the marketplace and in the landscape today that is driving these changing consumer, you know, demands and behaviors?
Well, Keisha, the traditional payments industry has once again settled into a structure that's really no longer efficient. And Securely has developed technology that provides economic advantages that are readily available today. We've looked at the market landscape and seen that payments traditionally have been via card since the 1900s, as old as that sounds. And the reality, as the fees have continued to increase, the pain point has continued to increase for businesses. With the open banking era kind of readily ushered in now, there's multitude of opportunity in front of us, but businesses really can't take advantage of that without the right software set. And so we've taken and put millions of dollars into the market research and the market build out necessary to come alongside a group like Wipro, who's a very forward thinking ERP integrator who said, hey, ERPs as extensive as N4 can do a lot of things for businesses, but that final inch, that final movement of money could really be upgraded and changed in a way that adds value to the business, maybe beyond what maybe a business thought possible, like legitimately a 5 to 10 to 15% profitability increase when we give that control and flexibility over pricing and costs of money movement that traditionally hasn't been there. Traditionally, it's been held by the top tier processors and major name bank, and that's where the profitability is going. It's going to New York. And so we said, hey, what if we rethought the structure of this money movement and put that control into the hands of decision makers and business owners inside corporate structures? So we've taken this concept alongside Wipro and said, let's integrate it into a fluid ERP that already runs the under trappings in the back end of a company and empower them with a new form of money movement. So that's what you see in the marketplace today. And what you're seeing from a consumer standpoint, which is not necessarily the bread and butter of Wipro, but what you're seeing are, what you, Keisha, and what all of us see out in the marketplace is an abundance of new open banking tools that are allowing major name brands to enter into the P2P market, makes it easy for you to pay your friends, pay your babysitter, you know, split fees at a restaurant. And so with groups like Apple normalizing payment by phone, you've got trained users and payers out there who are now readily not just accepting, but almost expecting more convenient and frankly better forms of payment. And then you look at where the money truly moves by volume statistics in the US, trillions, up to $77 trillion moving on traditional ACH rails, unsecured forms of money movement that you don't know if they're good. They're no different than a check, just virtually a digital check. In 2023 alone. And so when you've got that kind of money movement going in archaic systems, the business world is just behind the times. So we've deployed the technology, now partnered with Wipro to bring what consumers are experiencing today in much more efficient, effective, and affordable means of money movement direct to the business. So what we're doing is real, and I think the value is going to be astounding If you take the 30 minutes it will require to set with us or with your Wipro representative for a demo.
So just, you know, I'm listening to what you're saying. And so do you think that companies are, is this a new way to think about payments for them? Is this something that because if credit cards have been around forever and a day, you know, why aren't they moving to it? I mean, it's easier for me to pay my utility bill than it is to, I mean, it's easier to pay my friend for dinner than it is to pay my utility bill. And that's, I know, you know, to the consumer. But when I think about these distributors, manufacturers, how new of an idea is this in terms of changing the way you do your payments?
Sure. In one hand, our technology with a patent pending money movement that we have, the reality is it's very new to the industry as far as in terms of years. You know, we're a couple of years into the marketplace. And so it's new. But the concept of reorganizing the way that we do things and looking for efficiencies it's an age old business practice. The reality is most businesses are not equipped with expertise and frankly the infrastructure necessary to really even deploy technology that can add, basically take a cost center and make it a value point for your company. And so what we did is we're trying to democratize that and take the payment that used to be profitability only to a few key players and spread that out across all in the industry. And so that means the business, that means the payer gets a better shake. And so, yes, it is new. And frankly, the consumer has already nailed that down, that it's easier to pay my friends than my utility bill. So what we want to do is bring ease to the payment inside the B2B, the business-to-business infrastructure.
I mean, they need to catch up. I was looking at research, you know, in preparation for our conversation, and Juniper Research was saying that by 2025, digital wallet spending will surpass $10 trillion, so increasing $4.5 trillion. I mean, that's just incredible. And it seems like, you know, you really need to get on board with this. This is where it's going.
Yes. Yeah. So let's take that and talk about that in a B2B. And if you're an N4 user, this is what matters. Payers want convenience, payers want security, and payers want control. Let's jump into each one of those real quick and then move forward with our podcast here. But convenience today, how do you send out your bills today? Many still send a paper bill via snail mail. Others send an email with a PDF attachment. A few send a clickable invoice via a portal of some sort, but most don't. And so what does the journey look like for that payer from a convenience standpoint? Well, Jim prints out that email once he gets it and puts it in the accounts payable folder. Sally, on Thursdays, pulls everything from the accounts payable folder, looks at it, okays it. Well, there's a catch. So it goes back to Jim for approval. By Monday, Jim's approved it, and now Sally's going to cut a check. Well, she cuts checks on Wednesday. And then mail goes out on Friday. So she's cut that check on Wednesday. It's in an envelope. It's mailed on Friday. And then you've got, you know, 2 to 4 days for snail mail, and then it arrives. Well, the receiving business, it goes into received mail. It's opened on Monday, but they only check the post office box Monday and Wednesday. And so fortunately,
well, that guy was out
on
sick.
Monday. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't need to keep going with the story, but what I want to tell you is that's 11 to 14 days.
Right.
If everything hits on target to get paid, or
without errors,
you use the Wipro Securely integration, and that payment goes out via a portal, they have the opportunity then to click on that payment. They see it. They don't have to go and log into their online banking and send a $30 wire. They literally click through, connect, and pay in a matter of seconds. And those funds are deposited next day. So your cost of capital is cut down by 10 to 13 days on what was an 11 to 14 day transaction. What does that do for you, the CFO?
Yeah.
The reality is now that line of credit, the multiple line of credit you've been using, you're literally potentially closing one of those up, or better yet, you're repositioning that capital for growth instead of just sustainability. That's literally what's happening when you deploy securely via a YPro partnership integration.
I mean, that's just so exciting, right? To get money, maximize your money for growth and innovation.
Right. Right. So that's convenience alone.
Yeah. Well, I was just, you know, I was thinking about the CFO. So like, let's pretend I'm a CFO at a distribution company. We've partnered together. It's 90 days down the road. I'm sitting there. I'm reviewing my reports, legs up on my desk, and I'm smiling. What am I smiling about? What am I seeing in the first 90 days? Or, I mean, is there something even quicker than 90 days? Like, what are the first things that are really going to just hit me over the head? Like, this was a great choice.
Yeah, sure. That's going to be different per business. You know, that the stereotypical answer here. And the reason that is in the payment world, almost every payment provider is a service provider. We are a financial technology company and we enter as a partner. And so what that means is, for every one of you who come in through the Wipro partnership, we're going to sit down with you. We're going to understand your business and your use case, and we are going to maximize the value added points that we can bring to your business based on your current pain points and also technology that's readily available that you may not even quite realize is available. And that will be via integration with Wipro. And so ultimately, what that means is you may be a company that you're, as a CFO, you're sitting back saying, man, we used to have four people on reconciliation because one used to have to watch multiple bank accounts for incoming wires and ACHs. One had to facilitate most of the things coming in via our billing platform, another via the CRM. And so we've simplified and consolidated receivables to the point that you've been able to redeploy human capital on other tasks. And you're looking back and saying, we've grabbed a salary and a half and repositioned it to move the company forward. So that may be what you're excited about. You may be excited about the fact that you were doing $200-$400 million in credit card volume, just in processing volume, paying several million dollars a year. And you've been able to control the cost on that and reposition how those costs are applied inside your organization just because of the technology that we deploy through securely. And you're saying, my goodness, we grabbed $3 million in profitability. That's added 7% profitability to our organization. Now, as a CFO, you're looking around, not just at yourself, but your other C-level guys saying, bonuses are going up this year. Or why?
Nice.
Because of a decision that I made as a CFO. That's number two. There could be another. You could be sitting here saying, man, the technology now for our partners or our customers in the field, for our employees who are out delivering or out running routes or whatever that is doing, we've deployed technology that now allows us to get paid a lot faster. And so we've made the life easier for everyone that we sell to and everyone that we sell through. And we're doing it in a way that's not just good for them, but it's good for us. Ease of use for them and payments faster for us. So now that that line of credit we talked about earlier is redeployed into a growth area instead of a sustainability area. So there's three quick examples. Any one of those three is a win. Lots of companies will find that two, if not three of those three, are realities for them very quickly in working with Wipro securely integration. This is a partnership process that we want to sit down with you, show you a demo of the capabilities. We want to be hand in hand with your Wipro integration specialist along the way to make sure that everything we deploy works good top to bottom all the way through your organization, so that it's not just a benefit captured that maybe you, the CFO, is pleased with the numbers, but operationally your team is frustrated. We want it to be a win org-wide. And so it's a pretty quick rollout depending on the complexity of your integration, because the majority of this integration is already completed. It will just be, it will be worked out in its fine details by the Wipro team based on your specific need. But I think it's important, Keisha, to address as a business, you know, it, with this being a reality, with this kind of opportunity in front of you, you know, why is there a business not already on here? And so I think you may be sitting here saying, man, I didn't understand or wasn't even aware this was a reality, this was capable, or These capabilities existed. It was possible. And so I want to say that's okay, because this is newer technology, but it's real, and you're amiss if you step back and don't at least explore it for your business. We'll be very quick to tell you if for some reason there's not a fit, but in almost every use case, we will add value. A big pain point often is critical infrastructure. They normally don't want to disrupt it, and so it hasn't been modified for some time. And that's how these structures settle into inefficiencies. And if you can present an efficiency that's hardwired into the core of their business operating system, and you can show them the ease of switch and use of a product that will literally change the way that they change their balance sheet, know that that's what we bring to the table. And then the third I'd say is pain for gain. It's directly related. It's easy for you as a business owner, a decision maker, to be listening to this and think, man, that'd be great, but I can't imagine the process it's going to take to get there. The Wipro integration is the game changer. Hear me say, the Wipro integration changes the game. When your ERP works seamlessly with something that touches your customer, and that's what payment is. Every payment is an interaction with the customer. But when that journey goes from the payments, from the payer all the way into accounting seamlessly and automated, it's a game changer.
Well, that's, definitely drives customer loyalty, customer satisfaction. You know, it's not only just about the growth or, you know, visibility into your cash flow. It definitely can strengthen and build your relationships deeper and stronger.
Alan, what would you say are the three things that customers would walk away from a partnership with Securely?
Well, Keisha, we may sound like a broken record, but let's go back to the three C's. In reality, there are going to be inefficiencies solved in ways that businesses did not maybe prior to this podcast even know existed. And so let's look at control. Control is valuable to a business, especially when you're talking about cost controls. Prior to this, maybe a processor would have told your company, this is what you're going to pay for cards. You know you need to get paid digitally, and that's your only medium, and that's the expense. We're going to put those cost controls in your hands, and you know your customer base, you know your internal needs, and you're going to decide how much of that transaction you want to assume. But it's better than that. It's not just control, it's choice, the second C. And that choice now goes to your payer or the consumer, your customer. Now gets to decide, hey, do I want to share in that expense, or would I like to pay by a medium that's our digital cash, as we've coined it. It's a bank-to-bank patent-pending money movement that moves money at a fraction of the cost of the card brands. And so you're giving choice now to your customer so that it changes the landscape of financial fruitfulness, would say, for a company. And then the third C would be customer experience. Right now, the experience is a PDF emailed invoice, or it's an electronic invoice that requires login to different portals, or certainly to their bank. And reality is, with Securely, it's a few clicks, payment. We connect two bank accounts. We connect payment methods for them. We keep you out of scope as a business, and we give that customer experience journey just a facelift for your customers. And so when we do all those things, those are inefficiencies that we eliminate for your business. And we do that through the Wipro integration so that it's seamlessly functionally within your business flow.
And so, you know, I appreciate your time. We've had a great discussion. And I always finish up my podcast with just one random question. So let's see what it is today. I'm going to ask you, I got it. If you could trade places with one person, who would it be? And it can be anyone. It doesn't have to be a famous person. It can be a job, a friend, or a famous person. But who and why for one day?
If I could trade places with somebody for one day, who would it be?
Yeah.
You know, frankly, the first person that's come to my mind, it would be my precious wife.
Oh.
We have five children. Mm-hmm. And I'm out often experiencing the world, having a ball. And she works much harder than I do, regardless of whatever board meeting or sales meeting I'm in. And so if I can give her that opportunity to get out and experience and just enjoy my children and family, which I'm a big family guy, for one day, that's probably what I'd do, because I could only handle it for one day. We call that wife appreciation.
Oh, that's true. I get that. Now, wait, I have to ask you, your kids, what's their age if you have five of them?
Yeah, we're 11 to 2. So every 2 years, we call ourselves kind of the traveling circus. Life is fun, but I want you to know, Keisha, I wouldn't trade it.
I don't blame you. Yeah, I think that's great. It's so funny because I was going to say I would want to go be an oceanographer for the day and like swim with whales, but yours is a lot more noble. I do appreciate it, and I think it's lovely.
You know, listeners, if you want to learn more about Securely, just reach out to me. I will connect you to them. You can speak with Alan, his experts, get a demo. I mean, it's just, you know, you want the three C's. Control is number one. But yeah, that's great, Alan. I appreciate your time so much.
So again, listeners, be sure to download the Swift Hour wherever you get your podcasts. Reach out to me or Alan if you want to learn more. And that's all for today. This is Keisha Berry, and this is the Swift Hour.